Folks, first and foremost, I would like to thank the Bowling family, Joe Ellis, John Elway, and Vance Joseph for giving me this opportunity to be the defensive coordinator here. I'm very excited about this opportunity. I'm ready for it. It's really taking the next step in my coaching career, and I just can't wait to get going. Second thing I want to talk about is I just want to acknowledge my defensive staff. You know, Vance mentioned those guys earlier, but Bill Kolar, again, who's one of the best defensive line coaches in the NFL, Reggie Herring, our inside linebackers coach, Fred Puggage, our outside linebackers coach. This is the 11th year I've coached with Fred. And then Marcus Robertson and Johnny Lynn as a secondary coach. All those guys have been very supportive of me. They were behind me when I got this opportunity to be a defensive coordinator, and we're all excited about this opportunity. With that, I just open it for questions.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
A lot of people were, I don't know, disappointed that Wade Phillips didn't come back. Did you,
yes.
Your thoughts on just replacing Wade, who, you know, big yeah. shoes to fill there?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, Wade Phillips is going to go down as one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of the NFL. You know, in terms of this opportunity here, you know, it was just something that was presented to me. You know, Wade obviously moved forward in terms of moving on to L.A. I've had a great conversation. I've had great conversations with Wade. He's very happy for me. So, you know, in terms of him moving on, there's nothing that I really know about that. That's something you'd have to ask Wade. I'm just very fortunate that I had this opportunity to lead this defense.
Hey, Joe, congratulations. Yes. Again. Going back to Wade, this defense was great for the last couple of years.
Yes.
Statistically and otherwise, do you kind of take the blueprint that Wade left and build on that, or do you make any radical adjustments?
You know, absolutely. What we did here for 2 years, we played, you know, elite-level defense. You know, we've been in the top five. We led the NFL in pass defense for the last 2 years. So the blueprint in terms of what we've done, you know, that's not really going to change. There's some new ideas. You know, obviously with Vance being a defensive coordinator, and he also coached with Wade for 3 years in Houston, there's some things that we can tweak that we want to add to the defense to help enhance it, but we don't want to change what we've done the last 2 years.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
When Vance was telling us when in the modern NFL, when you build a game plan, the secondary is so critical. You kind
yes.
of build from the back forward. What is that part you'll know? What is the challenge of being in front of the room, as they say, commanding the room and then delegating? What do you see as your kind of challenges in this role?
Well, I think, you know, the opportunity for me here the last 2 years and really because of how Wade handled us as a defensive staff, we were all involved in the game planning. So when it came down to my area, you know, third down, first and second down, drop back, red zone, Wade always gave us the opportunity to put our input in terms of what we wanted to call, you know, in the game plan. He would just ask me, I say, Coach, this is what I think will work. And he put it in, and he would call it on game day. But along the way, with each of our areas, we all gave presentations to the defense. So I've been in front of the whole group. Those guys know me. They know my personality. They know who I am as a coach. So, you know, I don't have any issues just in terms of staying in front of the room and leading this defense. Yeah.
Joe, when you look at this defense and last year and what you guys were able to do, what's the one area where you're really stressing improvement from last year to this year?
Well, that's an obvious question. I'll give you the obvious answer. Obviously, you know, it's the run game. You know, last year was a little bit different for us in terms of how teams attacked us. So right now we're in the process of going through and looking at what we did last year and the areas that we can improve. And obviously run is one of those areas. We didn't play that well defensively against the run. But when you look at those things at this time during the year, it really comes down to the defensive scheme, the execution of the scheme, and the coaching of the scheme. And what you find out is really one or more of those things in those areas that you have to address and fix. And that's what we're currently working through. To improve that for next year.
Joe, when the players come back and you get to coach them finally here,
yeah.
Will the defense, they see the terminology be roughly the same, or are you going to do any kind of overhaul, or what's your plan there?
The terminology is going to be exactly the same. We want to make it easy for the guys. You know, for the players, you know, Vance said it, you know, at his initial press conference, we want to fit the scheme to the players. right? If we have guys that can rush the passer, we want guys to rush the passer. If we have guys that can cover, we want guys that can cover. Put them in those positions. So from a terminology standpoint, we're not going to change anything in terms of what we did in the past. We're going to call everything the same. We're going to have the same adjustments. And, again, we'll have a few tweaks along the way, but it's just something we're going to use to enhance what we've done the past 2 years.
Joe, because you, in your room you have the guys with, say, the biggest personalities, and you've managed to corral them, they all speak very highly of you. Does that make it a little easier when you're in front of the entire defense, knowing that those guys are already on your side?
There's no question about that. Definitely have big personalities in the room, but you learn throughout the years when you coach the secondary, those are the type of guys that you're going to have that are going to go out and make big plays for you on Sunday. And definitely dealing with those guys for the first 2 years of me being here, it was definitely a growing experience for me, and I think through those first 2 years, they've learned to respect me as a coach in terms of what I've done. So it definitely makes it easier moving forward, you know, really coaching the whole defense.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
That's it. Thank you.